Which one, Nilamani, we're discussing chapter one, and we've been hearing about the different subcategories of heroes, the Anukulya and Adakshin. We heard that Adakshin is also, he's clever, he's compliant, he's clever, and he's disposed toward many heroines. But he doesn't, when he mixes with one lover, like Krishna mixes with the Lita of Vishakha, then he doesn't forget or give up his heart, his respect and submissive love for his previous beloved. He's still thinking of her inside. So he's with another gopi and they're enjoying intimately together, but Krishna's not fully there because in his heart of hearts, he's tied up with Radharani, no matter where he goes. So there's one example that I didn't mention yesterday. This is from Gita Govinda of the Dakshin Nayak. This is in Act Number 1, Scene 4, Verse 39. Aneka nari parirambha sambrama Spuran manohari vilasalalasam Murare marad upadarshayantyaso Saki samaksham Punar aha radikam. Radhika's sakis expertly went to find Krishna, and they saw that he was nearby enjoying blissful pastimes with several young gopis who were very respectfully receiving him. An intense greed for delightful sensuous pastimes awakened in Krishna's minds when these different gopis showed their eagerness to embrace him. Pointing out this scene to Radharani, one of her sakis spoke to her again in a hidden place. So this verse, Radharani and one saki are moving together looking for Krishna. Then they find Krishna in a clearing of the forest, and he's enjoying himself and frolicking with several gopis. Radharani and Krishna. The Saki says, "Look, Radharani, there's your Krishna." Well, somehow the Acharyas say this is the Dakshin Narayan. So although he's embraced by many young ladies, Krishna is not satisfied. Still, in his heart, he was overwhelmed with eagerness to meet Radha, enjoy loving pastimes with her. So this is the example of the Dakshin Nayak. So we heard about Anukul and Dakshin. They're relatively favorable and fairly straightforward, even though one is very faithful, the Anukulya lover, and always thinking of the lover and doesn't even see anyone else, even when he's with someone else. But then the Dakshin, he's kind of a little bit cheating mixed in, compliant, because he's with other lovers, but then in his heart he's remembering the one he was just with. So he's divided. His love is divided. But he's basically a good guy. Basically, okay. But now we get to these two other ones, the Drishta and the Shatta. They're a little feisty type of romantic heroes. And this one is pretty obvious. This one is called, this is verse 38 and 39, chapter 1. Priyam vyakti paronyatra vipriyam kurute brisham niguram aparadam cha shattoyam katito bodhe swapne vyalaikam vanamalinoktam palit yupakarnya vivarna vaktra shamavanishwasya madutriyamam sahasrayamam Ivasa Pyanaishit. This is the good one. The good hero. The cheater. Shatta and cheater. Rupa Goswami defines the cheating lover. He speaks very nicely in front of a woman, but behind her back, he does unpleasant activities and continues to commit covered offenses to his beloved. Nigudam, aparadam. So the other two heroes, they weren't criticized as being aparadis. They were just, one was very faithful and the good type of hero, the Anukul. And the other was basically faithful in the sense that he remembers you at least, really remembers you, and he's with another one. That's the Dakshin, and this is the Drishta. He's just a cheater, and he's offending the lover, Nigudam. Very secretly, he's carrying on with this. Oh, it's so nice to see you. He's lying like anything. As we say in America, he's lying like a rug. You know, in your house, you on the floor, you have a rug, R-U-G, some wool in the winter, you know, covering of the floor. So he's like the floor is covered by the rug. So he's covered by lies. He's lying like a rug. So Krishna, this is the Shatta. He speaks very nicely, which is lies. Why didn't you were late coming to meet me? Oh, it was my birthday party. Mother Yashoda kept me up. So many coward boys came to meet me from all over Braj, and I got so late cutting the cake and distributing and laughing and joking. There was entertainment. You're lying. You shatta. So here's an example. This is the definition. This is the example. This is a sucky girlfriend of Shama. Shama is I believe she's a Surit Sakhi. She's a friendly Sakhi to Radharani. So Sham says this to Nandi Mukhi. When Shama Radharani heard Krishna utter the unpleasant name of the Sakhi named Pali in his dream, Radharani's face became pale, and she lost her breath and became breathless. That night in spring, when Radharani was sleeping next to Krishna the Kunj, for Radharani it seemed like it lasted for 1,000 years. Because Krishna's sleeping, and in his swapna, in his dream, he's dreaming of another girl lying next to Radharani. And that's okay if you keep it quiet. If you're silent, if you don't talk in your sleep. But Krishna is dreaming, saying, oh, Pali. And Radharani wakes, oh, Pali? It's Pali, P-A-L-A. Pali is one of the name of the Sakhis. She's actually mentioned in many Puranas as one of the prominent Sakhis. Tara and Pali and Alita and Radha, Padma, like this. So when Radharani heard this, this is an example of the cheater. Really cheating. I mean, there's two ways to get caught by your beloved. Two ways to get caught cheating on her. One way is to get physically caught. You know, your boyfriend or husband, whatever, you know, somehow he forgot to lock the front door. And you come over there to visit your friend or come home. And you walk in and say, oh, who is this? It's not me. He's cheating. So that's clear. You caught your lover red-handed cheating on you with another. So that's on the physical plane. But there's also the mental plane. So here we find that if one is loyal, one is true. He should be mentally loyal and physically loyal. So, oh, I love you so much. And goes to sleep. Oh, you're Pali. And Radharani says, you love me so much that you're so much loving me and so much thinking about me all day that as soon as you fall asleep, you forget about me. And go immediately run to another one. That's okay. Keep it to yourself. Keep quiet. And I can only guess what you're dreaming. But when you're dreaming and tell, oh, Pali, and someone sucky from the anti-party, then it's very clear what you're up to when you're sleeping. So you are an aparadi. Aparad. Against Radha. Because it means rad. R-A-D-H-A. Rad means happiness, satisfaction, pleasure. And apa means to take away or against. But if you take the rad and make it, because it's spelled R-A-D-H-A. But it's Rad, not Radha. So Radharani is saying, you're an aparadi to Radha. He's a Radhe. He's a Radhe. A Radhe. Aparadi. Nigudam. It's secret. He thinks it's secret because he's dreaming. But it's not a secret because he's speaking. And Radharani has discovered that she's lying next to a cheater. And his name is Krishna. Dear Lalita Nayak Shatta. Dear Lalita Shatta Nayak. He's dear Lalita, he's carefree, he's controlled by his lady loves, and he speaks very cleverly and witty and joking type. Dear Lalita, carefree, no responsibilities, no cares, no woes. I don't have to do this, I don't have to give charity, I don't have to protect anyone, I don't have to be chivalrous, I don't have to be courageous, I just play. No job, no school, no responsibilities, no chores in the house, no duties, nothing. No summer school. Just play. What's your son doing? I heard he grew up. Oh, he's playing all day. Oh, that's very nice. Lucky kid. Everybody else is working. Every other kid is working after school to make money, and this kid is just playing the flute and wandering around the forest. Yeah, my son is a little lazy that way. The Kandira Lalita. Krishna, but so now he's dear Lalita, but in this particular instance, being dear Lalita, Nayaka Radharani sleeping in the kunj, he's a dear Lalita Shatta. Shatta Nayak. He's very carefree, but he's a carefree cheater. He doesn't walk his talk. He doesn't dream his day. His day is Radha, his night is his dreams are someone else. Jiva Goswami Pad's Tika. The Shatanayak, like Krishna, speaks in a very pleasing manner in the presence of his lady love. But what behind her back, he speaks just the opposite. So Krishna meets Pali or Padma, and they say, oh, you know, Sakis are telling me you're so attached to Radha. Who says that? I'm not attached to Radha. What do I care? Padma, you're my everything. So this is the example, the Shatanayak, the cheater. He's speaking very pleasantly in presence of his lady love, but the opposite behind her back. Oh, Radharani, I love you so much. Then he's with Pali. And then she says, oh, but I heard you love Radharani so much. No, that's lying. Who said that? I don't care about her. So you missed it. We just heard an example of Krishna. He's a dear Lalita Nayak, but now he's showing the feature of a carefree dear Lalita Nayak cheater. He's a little too carefree. A little too carefree. Not only carefree, but careless. Because carefree means you play and you're free to care or not care. And you're free to do or not do. You're carefree. You're free. You can care or not care, do or not do. But then careless means you don't care. You're less care. You have less care and no care. You don't care. So Krishna is, he's carefree, but when he's dear Lalita, then he's Shatta, then he's careless. Dear Lalita means he's carefree, but then you tack on this adjective or this expression within the primary heroic feature of Krishna as being dear Lalita, then occasionally he's dear Lalita Anukul, dear Lalita Dakshi, now he's dear Lalita Shatta, and he's cheating. So the example we just repeat, he was sleeping in a kunj with Radharani, and then and just before he fell asleep, he told Radharani, you're my everything, and I'm so pleased and satisfied with you. No Saki can please me like you, and you're Madanras and Mahabhava, and only you, you're Mahabhasarupini, and You're my Praneshri and my Priyatam, and you're my everything. And Radharani's, oh, it's nice, so nice. Then Krishna falls asleep, and he says, oh, Pali, oh, yeah, oh, can you touch me like this? And oh, it's nice. And Radharani's, what is this? And in front of my face, you say all these things, and then you go to sleep, and the truth comes out. Because when you're conscious, you can fake it. When you're awake and conscious, you can lie and cheat and and, you know, keep a poker face. I didn't do it. But then in a dream, then that's called the subconscious. And we don't have control over the subconscious. And most people don't have control over their conscious life either, but some try to control, and they should do. So then now Krishna is out of control. He's sleeping in Swapna Vilas. And it's not Swapna Vilas Radha Ki Sat. It's not with Radharani, but with Pali. So Jiva Goswami, because in the verse, Rupa Goswami says, this type of hero is an aparadhi. Now that's, well, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to perform aparads and do bhakti. But then the person we're worshipping, he's an aparadhi to begin with. So someone will say, well, I'm doing, you know, nam aparad, but that's because I'm chanting Krishna's name and being neglectful or whatever, the 10 offenses. But that Krishna I'm worshipping, I read he's also an aparadhi. Nigudam aparadim, aparadam. In this first chapter, it says that he's secretly an aparadhi. Because when he's awake and conscious, then it's not secret, it's open. It's very open and evident, tangible and visible and hearable. But then when he goes to sleep, then it's nigud. He's unconscious. He's not aware but that he's speaking in his sleep while he's lying next to Radharani. So he engages in many other excesses which are displeasing to the beloved. These are seen as two separate characteristics, speaking nicely in front of the beloved and acting an opposite way behind her back. Krishna uttering another Sakhi's name like Pali while he's sleeping is an example of speaking in a displeasing manner. Displeasing, maybe more than displeasing. And he previously told Radharani, oh, I forgot this part when he was saying I'm so happy and everything. And she says, I know you say you're so happy, but I don't know. I mean, I think that you also think of so many other Sakhis. And Krishna says, no, I never think of any other Sakhis. Then the last thing he said before he fell asleep, the last thing Krishna said before he fell asleep in the Kunja lying next to Radharani, first he said, why are you examining me or testing my faithfulness? I never think of any other Sakhi. What makes you think that? In fact, even in my dreams, I don't see any other one, any other Sakhi but you. And Krishna falls asleep. And about 10 minutes later, the first dream starts in the dream cycle. About 10 minutes after you snooze into the ignorance. Then, oh, Pali, I'm so happy to see you. What took you so long? I've been thinking about you all day and wondering when you're going to get here. And Radharani's hearing all that, and Jiva Goswami says she's displeased. That's all? Only, I am displeased with your statement. She may want to just blow him right up over there in the Kunja. Send him in the Yamuna. A friend of Radharani speaks to Nandi Mukhi, reporting about the scene that she witnessed. Krishna was speaking very displeasing words in his dream. But when he woke up, he said very nicely, oh, Radharani, there's no one but you I hold in my heart. So this is one of the qualities of the cheater, is to first speak in a pleasing manner. Krishna spoke well, but he acted in a displeasing manner. It sounds like the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Sanatana Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur, Swami Haridas, he says, Swami Haridas, some devotees in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, they speak very nicely, but they don't act nicely. Their prachar is good, but their achar is bad. And other devotees, they preach very nicely and they act very nicely. Their prachar is very nice and proper and beneficial, and their behavior is very pure and exemplary and inspiring. So, from what I can surmise and what I observe, and you, Haridas Thakur, you are the best of Gaudiya devotees because you walk your talk. You behave very nicely and you speak very nicely, Harikatha. But Krishna is not like that. He speaks very nicely, but he acts very badly. So he's a very bad God. He's not a good God. People say that too. They say, oh God, you know, he's supposed to do all good, but there's so much, he does so much bad too. We talked about that before. So this is what, the quality that, this is what Vishnu says, that he speaks well. He speaks very nice, but he acts very badly. So this is the second condition of the sutta. So the first symptom of a kshatriya, he speaks very sweetly, pleasantly, and pleasingly. Oh, and it really fools everybody, fakes everybody out, and fools them. It's called the sweet talker. You ever heard such a person? The sweet talker says all kinds of sweet things, but he's not a sweet walker. He's a sweet talker, but not a sweet walker. So Krishna falls in that category, because this is the nature of the cheater hero in general. We can't be a hero unless he's romantic. That's a romantic hero. We're not talking about battlefield. We're talking about the battlefield, but the battlefield of love. It's not the Yudhishthira, Kurukshetra. It's the Kamashetra. It's the Kandarpashetra. It's the field. It's the battlefield of Cupid, Kamashetra. So Krishna is a general there. He's the commander-in-chief. Rather, I could say he's a general, and Radharani is the commander-in-chief. Radharani is the commander-in-chief on the battlefield of love. And that himself, Krishna proves that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishyanat. He says, Radharani, Krishna is telling directly, Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishyanat. He says, Radharani, she is the commander-in-chief. She is the guru. Radharani, Radhikara, she's my guru, she's my teacher. And what do? I do whatever the teacher says. The teacher says, sit, I sit. The teacher says, chant, I chant. The teacher says, be quiet, I'm quiet. The teacher says, dance, I dance. So Radhikara Prema Guru, Ami Shishyanat. I am controlled by, and I dance according to her order. Nat means, not like Jagannath, but Nat means dancing. She is my guru and I am the shishya, I am the disciple, and I dance according to her order, her request. I live for Radharani, I walk for Radharani, I speak for Radharani, I sing for Radharani, I play for Radharani. Everything I do is to please Radharani, to be with Radharani and associate with Radharani, and to enjoy loving pastimes with Radharani. Krishna means Radharani. Radharani means Krishna. It's one and two and two and one. So while awake, Krishna spoke very pleasantly, so that he speaks well but acts in a displeasing manner. When Krishna uttered the name of Pali Sakhi in a dream while lying next to Shama, Radharani, Radharani understood very clearly and she became offended. This is committing an offense which he tried to cover up, but it was a little difficult since he uttered the name of another Sakhi. Okay, another example of the Shatta. Text 39. Tapitena tapaniya kantina Krishna kunja kuharedya vasasa Abhyadya yitava nirvyalikata Muncha samapatalipachtatam. Here, catching Krishna on the footpath, Krishna was walking along the footpath, and he was caught, waylaid and caught by the chief Sakhi of Chandravali named Padma. And when she caught Krishna, she said, Tapitena tapaniya kantiniya, kantina. Oh Krishna, I can understand that you used your golden chudder as a bed deep in the forest, but yet you're saying you're innocent. Why don't you just stop all your pleasing words and extreme cunningness? So this is Jiva Goswami says, this is an example of an offense. So Padmasakhi is saying, listen, you're coming to me for vilas, And I see that I can notice clearly that the yellow cheddar you're wearing around your neck indicates something other than loyalty, and it indicates something other than faithfulness to me. But yet you're speaking, I haven't done anything. I haven't met with any other Sakis yet. I'm clean. I'm true and loyal. I'm true and loyal to you. So Vishwanath, what does Vishwanath say? He says, here's the definition of speaking in a pleasing manner and acting in a displeasing manner. So Vishwanath says that one example he gave, and if that wasn't clear, here's another example. So now Vishwanath, he rephrases the statement. This is what Padma said to Krishna. Hey Shyam, you claim to be innocent, that you have not made any offense to us. But when we see it, we can observe on the yellow cheddar around your neck has been stained with a cudgel from the eyes of a gopi and is covered with spots of dirt all over it. And it's very clear that you have actually committed offense, and your cloth is smudged with red lipstick to indicate some very offensive acts. Very offensive acts. So give up your offensive activities and stop trying to hide the truth from us. But yes, you did speak so nicely. But that does not mean by speaking nicely that you can cancel your offense of cheating, you Shatanayak. You're so shameless. You come boldly, you just walk right in front of me with the same cheddar you use as a bed in the, threw it on the floor of the forest and enjoyed another sake. You didn't even, could at least wash it in the Yamuna. Washed off the evidence. You came here with the evidence all over your clothes. Eye mascara and lipstick and kiss marks. And you say, oh, this is some berry juice. Some berries fell from the tree when I was running through the forest to meet you, Padma. And they stained my cheddar red. And this is some black stuff, maybe some bird or this or that, whatever. Don't worry about it. He's lying through his teeth. So this is Krishna. So this is the Shatanayak examples by Rupa Goswami and comments by Vishwanath. So this is one of the very interesting type of lovers, the loving personalities and features that Krishna shows in Vrindavan. Now the Drishta, there's four. There's the Anukulya and Dakshin and Drishta and Ashata. Abhivyaktanya Tarani Bhoga Lakshmapi Nirbhaya Mitya Vachana Dakshascha Drishto Yam Kalukatyate Nakankana Shamegana Gusrina Rekatatir Iham Lakshanta Kruer Parichinu Chinugir Garikam Midam Diyam Datse Chitram Vata Mrigamadipyan Jantaya Taranyaste Jisti Kim Iva Viparita Stitir Abut. Then Rupa Goswami Pad explains in texts 40 and 41 about the fourth type of interesting hero. Says that the lover, the hero, the lover who is fearless, even though he's bearing the marks of enjoyment with other women on his body and is skillful at lying, is called Drishta. Apparently this Shatta and Drishta, one's a cheater and he speaks nicely, and the other one is, he's fearless. What did I say? They say that Drishta is impertinent, which I'm not sure what that means. But the Shatta we're describing now, he's deceitful. It's clear. He's very fearless. He doesn't have any shame, or he's shameless or fearless. He'll come before Radharani with kiss marks on his cheeks, and his lips are stained black from kissing some other Saki's eyes. And he just walks in and says, hello. Doesn't even try to give any excuses or give us, you know, some berry juice fell on my cheddar or anything. So He's the worst of the heroes, heroic features of Krishna. There's the Anukul, or favorable hero, and there's the Dakshin, who's somewhat agreeable and reasonable, but then he's also thinking of someone else when he's with one Saki. And then there's the drishta. So this Rupa Goswami is defining one of the types of features that Krishna shows sometimes with Radharani or other gopis, his heroic, his nayak bhav. Nayak means the hero, romantic hero. So this hero, he's very fearless and bold, and even when he comes in front of Radharani or some other sakhi, and he's wearing the obvious signs of enjoying with some other gopi or sakhi, he doesn't care. He's like, I don't feel any compunction to make any excuses, and here I am. You like me, you take me, you don't, I don't care. So he's really something else. So the translation is that Krishna is speaking to Radharani. Radharani, of course, we know her as Radharani or Radhika or Kishori. Radharani is known by more common names, but Radharani is also called Shama, like Shama and Sham. So this, when you add long A at the end of the word, it becomes feminine, like Ram and Rama. So this is Krishna and Krishna. Like Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, her one name of hers is Krishna, long A, because she's a great devotee of Krishna, Draupadi Devi. So then we have the term Shama Sham Ki Jai. Shama Sham Ki Jai. Shama is Radharani, and Sham, of course, is Krishna. And it has many deep meanings also that the acharyas bring out. And some devotees, great acharyas of Braj, contemporary acharyas, they were very fond of that name of Radha and Krishna. We say Radha Sham, Radha Raman, Radha Govinda. But they say Shama Sham, even they call their place Shama Sham Dham. So that's very rustic and very beautiful and very, very rustic and deep meaning to that phrase. So you'll find this idea is not a concoction of some contemporary Jagat Guru, but it's from the Sanskrit Shastras of our six Goswamis and even earlier books. You find the name of Sakis in the Puranas, you find the name of the Sakis, one Saki named Shama, Shama or Shamala. It's bona fide. Radharani is that Shama. So here Krishna, this is an example of the Drishta, Drishta Nayak. Drishta Nayak it's defined here as he's the impertinent, he's a cheater basically. And you'll hear, he's bold and he's a bold cheater. We just heard the definition a couple of verses ago. I'll review it. No, this is Drishta. Drishta Nayak is fearless. Even though he's wearing or bearing on his body or cloth the obvious signs of enjoying intimately with another woman. And yet he's very skillful at lying with the woman he's now with. Krishna says, "Oh Shama," which is Radharani, "these marks, these scratch marks you see on my chest, what are you thinking? These are not the ungali nak. These are not the nail marks of some other gopi on my body. Why would you think that? They are just the marks of, they are the marks of very concentrated kunkum." Because I guess even Krishna puts kunkum, I don't know. "Oh, cruel hearted," now he takes the aggressive side. He's so fearless. "Oh, you cruel hearted woman." What does he say here? "A cruel hearted. Nakanka, nashamigan. Gorshna reker, now. Election takur. Kruri." Says Krura, like Akrura, everyone knows Akrura. Akrura came to Raj, take Krishna and Bala. Krura parichino. So Krishna is saying, "Oh, you cruel-hearted woman, don't you know about black dye? This is red chalk from the mountain." In other words, Krishna is playing and frolicking in so many mountains, and especially Giriraj, who is glorified in the Gopi Gita, chapter 21, for offering so many wonderful sevas for the pleasure of Krishna. And one of the wonderful sevas that Krishna offers for the pleasure of Krishna and gopas and gopis too, is that he provides all kinds of colored mineral pigments, which we described before. And everyone knows, I think even in verse it says, it says here, Gairikam. It says, Girer, Gairikam idam. It's very interesting because it says, "This red chalk from the mountain." So, but in the Sanskrit it says, Giri means mountain. Raj means the king of all mountains. There's so many mountains, Himalayas and Andes, and so the Giriraj is the king of all of them. Because all the other mountains used to fly, but then Indra cut their wings so they can't fly. But And they would only fly for a short distance, for a short time, when the mountains would fly. But when Krishna flies, when he becomes Giriraj, or he is Giriraj, it doesn't become, he's eternally Giriraj, he flies, and he flies for 7 days, 24 hours a day. And that's quite a good airplane. No refueling, no anything. 7 days. Of course, he was refueling by looking at Radharani. He was constantly, 7 days darshan of Radharani, that was giving him enough fuel, means petrol, or energy to keep flying. So Giriraj was flying in the sky for 7 days, 24 hours. He can practically fly around the whole planet like that. I think that if you even get in a jet and fly for 7 days, you can go around the whole planet, right? 24 hours at 500 miles an hour or 600, you can calculate. Anyway, whatever, I don't suggest it, but you should stay in Braj and do bhajan. So Krishna's flying, so he's a giri. And then so gairikam is what the sadhus use to dye their cloth orange. It's a red, it's called rock dye, gairikam. So giri gairikam. So that, and it's, it gives that kind of orangey, that very burnt, what we say, burnt sunset orangey red color. It's something like your dress, actually, or whatever you're wearing. That color, orangey red, like that. That's gairika. So that's one. And then there's haritali. Haritali is what we say, gopichanda, the clay. So haritali is a type of clay which you see in Aloy Bazaar and some of the shops here and there, or any bazaar. And they shape it like tilak, a little square, and so you can buy it, mix it in your hand. It's yellow, but greeny yellow. It's very bright, greeny yellow. And you see that in the rustic shastras of the Goswamis. Radharani is painting. She's sitting on the banks of Yamuna at Keshigat, and she's using haritali. She's using haritali pigments because it's bright yellow-green. So you can imagine if you have a beautiful blue face, Krishna's, you know, he has a nilotpulamukham. 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 Nila means blue, blossoming blue lotus flower, and mukham, of course, everyone knows, is his face. So it's so beautiful. So then you can imagine this blue face, and Radharani's painting this haritali, and one manjri is holding a little tray with the just proper mixture of this. It's like applying tilak. It's dry tilak mixed with Yamuna water. So it's just not too dry. If your tilak's too dry, you can't put it on, and it's too wet, it runs down your nose. Everyone knows. So you have to have just the right dryness and wetness. So the manjris prepared that expertly. So Radharani's this blue face, you can imagine, blue, like this beautiful blue face of Krishna with these yellow-green dots and so many other colors. So like Radharani's doing that, she's very expertly and just precision painting designs or little flower petals. And then Krishna, he's dear Lalit, he's carefree, he's playful. He can do anything at any time and no one will ever know what he's going to do and what he's going to do next. So Radharani's so concentrated and so devoted and so attentive. It's like the perfect Nam Japa. The perfect Nam Japa. Totally concentrated, totally devoted, totally attentive. That's how we should chant Japa. At least once in a year. Dedicated, fixed, like this. So then Krishna, he doesn't, obviously he notices that she really wants to do a good job and make him look, because there's nothing more a lover wants than that her beloved looks cool. The husband wants his wife to look beautiful, and the wife wants her husband to look dashing and manly and, you know, attractive. It's natural. So Radharani, she wants to make Krishna beautiful by her imagine Radharani. So some people are pujaris. So just think, your hand, and now you're painting Krishna's face now. Is your hand moving like Radharani's hand? Is your heart feeling like Radharani's heart? Is your mind thinking like Radharani's mind when she does the same seva to Krishna and Nitya Leela? Because the Archan Marg is springboard to put you in Nitya Leela. But the spring goes down and contracts if you have rag. If you have rag and greed to love Radha Krishna and the Vrajabhava gopis, then the spring contracts. And when the spring contracts, then boing, it expands. So this is required to do proper seva by the blending of the Archan Marg with the Manasi Puja and the internal meditation. So now Krishna is this very playful boy sitting on the banks of Yamuna, being beautifully ornamented and decorated by Radharani's personal loving hands. And the playful playful, dear little Nayak he is. Radharani is like so concentrated and everything's so quiet and peaceful and totally meditative, and Krishna's just drinking all this love and attention through his form and mind, and just out of nowhere, Krishna just lifts his hand up really fast, and the manjri's holding a tray, and manjri's holding a tray like this, and Krishna goes, and the tray flies off her hand and lands in the Yamuna. And then Krishna has a big smile on his face. Radharani says, "What, Shyam, what did you do? I haven't finished. I have two more dots to paint. Now you have five on this side and three on this side. It's not balanced. It looks crazy." And he just smiled. He says, and smiled, that smile, that special smile that Krishna smiles, that makes everybody just become transfixed, enchanted, captivated, and stunned. Stamba. It's one of the astasattvic bhavas. When the love becomes accelerated and races through the body, then the body contorts and moves and expresses all different symptoms. And finally, it doesn't know what to do and what symptoms to express or how to express itself. So then you become stunned. There's too much vibration and too much emotions and too much love pulsating and emanating and racing all through your mind and senses and body in the transcendental realm of the Leela or even in the Siddha Atmas. So then it becomes Stamba. Romancha, Kampa, Ashru, all these different changes and Sattvic Bhavas. And so Radharani is a little perturbed and disturbed by Krishna's prankster-like activities. He's a prankster. Krishna is a transcendental prankster, a transcendental gangster. Sometimes he and his boyfriends go stealing in the neighborhood, like UP gangs in the winter. UP gangs in the winter go late at night when everyone's snoozing and they rob all the houses. So Krishna is a gangster and a prankster. Prankster means a fun maker. Pranking makes lots of fun. Like, how does he make a lot of fun? He goes to the neighbor's house in Gokul, sneaks in with his buddies, and they have everything planned out. And they're anticipating sinking their warm hands, their warm little coward boy's hands. They're anticipating sinking their hands into a nice, cool clay pot of thick, sweet, creamy, buttery yogurt, dahi. And then it's such a nice sensation. Your hands are hot from herding the cows and playing your panpipe and flute. And then they're young boys, so they're hot. You know, young boys and girls are hot. Old men are cold, see? So he puts hand, and the boys put their hands in the clay pot. And it feels so cooling. And then they feel, oh, this is nice. Just like you're walking somewhere in a hot prickma mark. Then you stop and put your feet in a kund. And there's a big sign that says, don't do this. Don't put your feet in the kund. And don't wash your charna raj off here. We don't want any more charna raj in this kund. We have enough. Thank you. And somehow Radharani looks the other way. Radharani looks the other way, and one lakh of people wash their feet in Radhakund every week, which is the natural thing to do. It's called sahaja. Sahaja. It's natural. Your feet are hot, and they're dry, and so the body always craves for opposites to remove the pain of the opposite. And there's a big sign, don't do this. Yeah, pernadoya. Pernadoya means don't, feet means pair. Don't clean your feet over here. So Krishna's all these different minerals, all these different colors. So this is one of Giriraj's beautiful sevas. So Krishna's trying to say that this is not kunkuman. You think you see all this? You see? You thought these were scratches on my chest? I was wrestling in Govardhan, and it was just some red mitti, just like Radhakund Tilak is black, but Gopi Chan is yellow. So some of the earth and brush is yellow color and some is black. So it's called Pilamiti or Kalamiti. But there's also Gairik and there's this Haritali and there's copper sulfate. And there's so much. Copper sulfate is like a, how do you say, turquoise. Turquoise kind of bluey, blue, light blue-green color, copper sulfate. That's a mineral, a quartz, and it gives that color. Potassium permanganate. Potassium permanganate is a chemical, which is a rock in the earth. Neck is a purple color. So all these colors, the boys and the sakis, they know. And Giriraj has all these colors, all the colors of the rainbow, all the possible colors of the rainbow in a form of mineral pigments and earth is on Giriraj. Hiraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Why is he called Haridas Varya? Because of that. It's just one of it. Whatever seva he does in unlimited ways. Because he's God. And he's unlimited. Ananta seva, ananta rupam, ananta bhavam. So this is, Giriraj is being indirectly indicated here. Because it just says a mountain, but it's giri gairikam. I would, if, of course, every translator sees Sanskrit according to his knowledge, his wisdom, and his bhav. He sees Sanskrit according to his knowledge of Vyakaran and Itihas and Kavi and all these things, knowledge of poetry and grammar and construction and chandas, meter, and the literature and the principles of rasa vichara, and then his own spiritual consciousness and the level of, is he a Nishna Bhakta or a Bhava Bhakta or a Prema Bhakta? So obviously the translations of a Prema Bhakta of Sanskrit shlokas would be far different and the translations of somebody that just finished, you know, the VIG Sanskrit class. And now he's translating books. Anybody can learn Sanskrit and translate, make something into something, make the unknown into something knowable, turn the unknowable Sanskrit into perceivable, somewhat perceivable English. But the real translation depends on higher things. So it's no doubt that some more other devotee might translate this in another way. Because we're talking about Krishna, we're talking about Vrindavan, we're talking about mineral pigments. So it's just mineral pigments and colors from any mountain? It's very clear. Radharani herself is saying, no, it's not from any mountain, it's from Haridas Varya. The verse in the Gopi Gita, Veno Gita, chapter 19 and 10th canto. The very verse, there's different verses spoken by different gopis. The very verse which glorifies Giriraj is spoken by Srimati Radhika. She says, Haridas Varyam. Giridhari, you're the Haridas Varyam. You're the greatest of all the devotees of Hari. The Srimad Bhagavatam extols and praises. There's 12 cantos of Bhagavatam, and three devotees are glorified as Haridas, only three. One is Yudhisthira, one is Uddhav, I believe so. It's Uddhav Mahashaya. Was he a minister and advisor acting or posing in that role as the advisor to Krishna and Mathura and Dwarka, Uddhav. And then there's Yudhisthira, the senior of the Panch Pandavas, the great Dharmaraj Yudhisthira. In the Sanskrit shlokas of the Bhagavatam, must be first canto and other places, maybe 11th canto, third canto and 11th canto for Uddhava and first canto for Yudhisthira. There's Sanskrit verses, which I can't tell you exactly now, but they're in this Bhagavatam that says, Yudhisthira so-and-so Haridas Varya. Uddhava so-and-so Haridas Varya. So that those are in the very early chapters. So there's hundreds of devotees described in the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is a story of Bhagavan and the Bhaktas. Just like you read Bhaktamal by Navadas, it's a charitra of Vaishnavas. It's in English, of course, now. Written in the 17th century. Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Ramanandis and all kinds of Vaishnavas. So there is the story of Bhagavan and the devotees. So the Bhagavatam is the same thing. It's almost, you can say, it's Bhaktamal also. Srimad Bhagavatam. It's about the great Bhagavats, the different degrees and levels of great devotees and the different forms of the Lord and their dealings and interactions. So among all those hundreds of devotees, only three are called the best of them all. And the best of them all is Yudhisthira, and then Uddhava, and then the best of all of them is Giriraj. Giriraj, Dharan, Ki, Jai. So Radharani is the one that glorifies Giriraj in the 21st chapter of 10th canto, and she says he's the greatest. He's Haridas, but he's Haridas Varya. Yudhisthira is Haridas, but not that, Uddhava. So of all the Haridases, there's only three in the Bhagavatam, Giriraj Maharaj, Krishna in the form of Giriraj, Sakshat Krishna, is the best because he gives all these wonderful things. So Krishna is saying, Radharani, you're seeing these scratch marks. It's not from another gopi. These red marks you see, it's this kind of dark red, you think it's dried blood. No, Subal and I were wrestling at Govardhan before I came here, and we were wrestling on top of this Giri Gairika, this red mineral powder from Govardhan. It's just that. Why are you so suspicious all the time? Don't you trust me? I'm honest. I'm God. Param Satyam Chadimahi. Don't you know? Haven't you read the Bhagavatam? First verse, Param Satyam Chadimahi. You should meditate on the Para Satyam. That be me. That be me. I be the one. I am the Param Satya. I am the Supreme Transcendental Truth. And Radharani's looking. Really? Do tell. Dalita, what do you think of that? I'm not going to waste any time thinking about that. I already know the truth. When liars start speaking, I stop listening. So Lita is very quick on the reply. When liars start speaking, I stop listening. So that's like, she never listens to Krishna at all because he's always lying. Lita Saki Ki Jai. So this is a magic land that's enchanting us all, the Leela land. Whether you break my heart by not being present before me or showing yourself for a minute, are you never going to see me again? Either way, the devotees are captivated and enchanted. And they're running after Krishna, life after life. And someday they will catch him, because only bhakti enables the devotee to catch Krishna. And that's what this month means. Kartik only means one thing. The month where the devotee that's been running after Krishna for light eons and millions of lifetimes, he finally captures Krishna, because the love is sufficient to your love, the devotee's love becomes strong enough and powerful enough to tie Krishna to his heart. So Yashoda is showing that on Deepavali day, on Amavasya, she bound Krishna. So that's very significant and symbolic, because while we're running after Krishna, life after life, we're in the darkness. It's all dark without God. Without Krishna, everything is dark. That's the motto of the BTG of some institutions, like magazine. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara. God is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is God, there is no nescience. In other words, Godhead, Krishna is light, and light is knowledge. And where there's light, there's no ignorance, nescience, no ignorance. So we're in the darkness, life after life, trying to discover who we are, and trying to discover who is God, and trying to see Krishna, and trying to understand our own spiritual identity. Then one fine day, the darkness will end, and a row of lights will manifest in front of us. And that beautiful fine day when we bind the Lord with our pure love, like Mother Yashoda, that will be called Deepavali. Avali means a row of lights. So as Upanishads say, Tamasi Mam Jyotirgama, Agama or Gamana means to go, to come. Go and come. Gaman, Agaman. Come and go. Gamana, Agaman. She says, Tamasi Mam Jyotirgama. So finally, after millions of lives of darkness, we'll come to the light of love, and that light of our love will bind Krishna, and that's what happened at Diwali. The light of Yashoda's love, after lots of strenuous effort. I was saying the other day that she used thousands of ropes, and finally she bound Krishna. So it is, I have not read, but it is my comment. My impression is that each one of those ropes represents one lifetime for the sadhaka jiva. So the sadhaka jiva tries to capture Krishna and tries to tie Krishna to his heart, but there's so many distractions in one life. So one life he tries to tie, doesn't make it, he's too short. Because his love is divided to husband, wife, family, body, senses, etc. Then he tries a second life, and a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Bahunam janmanam mante yanavam mam prapadyante vasudeva sarvamati samahatma sadurlava. Krishna says, Sudurlava, very, very difficult, hard to catch Krishna. Bahunam janmanam mante, bahujanam. Many, many janams, many, many births, where he can finally surrender to Krishna fully, unequivocally and absolutely. Bahunam janmanam mante yanavam mam prapadyante. So this is nice. So Diwali, so many thousands of ropes, and finally Krishna said, oh, you've tried so hard, you've worked so intensely and so sincerely, and your devotional efforts to tie me up, Mother Yashoda, okay, I'll give you my mercy. I'll allow you to tie me. Only if Krishna allows us, and only if Krishna gives us. If he allows us to tie him up, and he gives us his prema, then we will attain love of God. So all of those thousands of ropes of Mother Yashoda represent thousands of births of trying to tie up Krishna. That's called the Ashabandha, hope against hope, and the determination of the sadhaka. If not this life, the next life, and the next life, surely I will catch Krishna. Even though he's a drishtanayak. he's a cheater, but he's a cheater, but also he says that he reciprocates with his devotees. So he's everything. He sometimes cheats and lies, and sometimes he tells the truth. So for the devotees, he tells the truth. So we see. So it says, this is red chalk from Giriraj. How amazing. Oh, Radharani, just see the power of illusion. You think that you see this musk? You see this dark color, ointment, eye ointment? Your eyes, your immature eyes, you don't have much knowledge, so you're giving the wrong situation. You don't understand that this cudgel on my lips, you see this black eye mascara on my lips, and because you don't understand everything very much, you're a very innocent little coward girl, you mistakenly think that this cudgel, black mascara on my lips, comes from kissing a rival sucky on the eyelids, or on the eyes. You're quite wrong. You're actually quite wrong, because you don't know, it's January, and I was running so fast to get here that this cold wind is coming from the Himalayas. Everyone knows in Braj, North Purvadesha, Hawaj, wind from the northern direction is so cool and bone-chilling. So my lips turn purple because of the cold. Acha. And I'm supposed to believe this? You Shatanayak. Get out of here. Anandakanda Bhagavan ki jai. So Vishnath has a commentary on verse 40 and 41. Krishna speaks to Shama, Radharani, who has been defeated. Because of smelling a fragrant lump of musk, it has stuck to my lip. So Vishnath is saying that Radharani, she smelled musk, which means kasturi, which decorates the bodies of the gopis and make them very fragrant and attractive. And so Krishna is just saying, oh, my coward boys were decorating me at Govardhan Hill with gairika and musk, and some musk, when they were painting my face, some black drop, it fell on my lips. Oh, what do you, why can you, it just got stuck there. I don't know, I didn't even notice it accidentally. So it's obvious this is an example of the shatta. So we'll have some Radharasudaniti class in a little bit.